Radio show fun fact. Today's show qualifies as 6 community college dairy farming credits. Let's get back to the show.
Quiet, please. In exactly 15 seconds, we'll be on the air.
When you think of all the places you go and all the things you now do by radio, you can, in a matter of moments, travel to foreign capitals to learn what's happening to individuals or whole nations at a time. But if you want to go places fast, take radio along.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
just a few moments, we start our daily broadcast.
Who listens to radio? That go where you go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight. And in the morning with your toast and mama lady, oh.
John.
What is FM?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall. Who listens to radio? Only 150 million.
I want to be a DJ.
You do?
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Break your butt up!
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason.
Hello.
The Senate, the next stop for a bill that could result in a ban on TikTok in the U.S. Legislation cleared the House yesterday. No word on the cause of an explosion at an indoor law enforcement training center in Irvine, California. 16 members of the Orange County Sheriff's Department SWAT team were injured. No life-threatening injuries. With Haiti sinking deeper into violence and chaos, Florida Governor DeSantis deploying the National Guard and law enforcement to the Florida Keys to stop a potential flood of Haitian migrants. Some are calling the massive ice chunks pelting parts of Kansas and Missouri guerrilla hail, brought traffic to a standstill along a part of I-70. And a Japanese court has ruled that Japan's current law limiting marriage to a man and a woman is unconstitutional. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures 116 points higher, NASDAQ futures up 85. More details, srnnews.com.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that is MediShare. And maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for health care can save many families up to $500 a month, and that's huge, but it's also true people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The member satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works, too. It's been around for 30 years. Members have shared more than $5 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. See what you can save. This is a very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. Call 844-45-BIBLE. That's 844-45-BIBLE. 844-45-BIBLE.
Sitting watching TV in my living room when I heard something crash, then a gigantic boom. I looked outside and on the lawn was a big propeller blade, a massive chunk of a plane. Then parts were crashing down and exploding like thunder, a turbine engine, then a wing flap and a rudder, and then a wing and a fuselage tumbled down in flames. A giant chunk of a plane. All the parts were labeled Boeing, and no one knows where they're going. Dodging pieces of the engine debris from the cockpit. Then the tail fin comes down flaming, metal shrapnel shards are raining, smashing, cracking, pieces breaking. What a terrible way that the plane is. They're losing parts up in the clouds. It all came down and crashed into my house. The craziest thing, totally insane. Still cleaning up these giant chunks of a plane.
Welcome to your Boeing jet. Yeah. Again, by the way, welcome at 612 on News Talk 93.1 FM.
It's our Boeing story of the day.
Really, we're going to have to start turning this into a regular feature. It's time for our story of the day. This time an American Airlines flight that took off from Dallas-Fort Worth in Texas landed safely at LAX. After the pilot reported a possible mechanical issue.
Well...
The aircraft taxied to the gate under its own power. Well, that's nice. That's like walking into the ER. you know, without assistance.
Hey, so I bet the people at Airbus are, you know, not laughing.
No. I forget which airline it was, but they canceled all their Boeing MAX orders.
Is that right?
Yeah. And more and more frequently, the buzz behind this is that they're not hiring people because of a skill set or because they're good at something. They're hiring people so they can celebrate diversity. And that whistleblower, isn't it convenient?
He
testifies about malpractice at Boeing and then ends up dead. Who does that remind you of? God. I'm sorry, but this is way, way, way too... This is a 777-300 with 167 passengers. And then, of course, here... This is infamous here. The plane having just lifted off for Japan from San Francisco with a wheel falling off.
Yeah.
A whole tire.
Uh-huh.
That's not supposed to happen.
No, it's not.
So if there's nobody there to check the nuts on the lug nuts on a... I don't know how they tighten a tire to a plane, but you would kind of assume that that should not happen ever, and not just occasionally or rarely. So we now have a new song to celebrate that occasion. On News Talk 93.1 FM at 6:14.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Montgomery Paint and Body. From a little fender bender to total body repair, MPB will fix it good as new, maybe better. For over 35 years, the Turner family has been getting you back on the road. Call 279-7325.
Not a bad morning, and boy, we've had a couple of great days, Tuesday and yesterday, Wednesday. We had 72 on Tuesday. We added 5 degrees yesterday, and I think we're going to add 5 more degrees today and come up with a high of around 82. So that's warm for March with sunshine mixed in with some high clouds, much like yesterday. Dry through the evening hours tonight if you have plans, but cloudy. Risk of showers and thunderstorms developing in the wee hours of the morning. Overnight low 62. Widespread rain and thunderstorms tomorrow, especially in the afternoon and evening. Marginal severe weather risk and a high temperature up to about 71 Friday. Saturday's high in the middle 70s. The rain chances on Saturday actually small during the daytime hours. We'll put them around, you know, 20% daytime and not much change Saturday night. But then scattered showers returning as another disturbance moves through Sunday. And then get ready for this. Much cooler again on Monday. Deja vu like last week here with the risk of maybe some frost again by Monday night into Tuesday morning. And by the way, Tuesday morning is the first morning in spring with a low around 35. Ouch. That's late in the ballgame for something like that. First day of spring, as I mentioned. Right now this morning, clear skies. Let's see. Maxwell 53, Prattville 50. It's 51 at MGM now at 6:15.
Web Bobo with Capital Tractor. Check out our special spring savings on Kubota zero-turn mowers, like the Kubota Z411. At 10 miles an hour, it makes cutting around bushes, beds, and trees a breeze. Powering Alabama. Capital Tractor, Montgomery, Brundage, and Greenville.
March 14th, it's National Pie Day.
I love pie.
Pizza pie or dessert pie.
Blueberry, blackberry. Blackberry, boysenberry. Boysenberry, huckleberry. Huckleberry, raspberry. Raspberry, strawberry. Strawberry, cranberry. Peach.
It's not that kind of pie.
It is about math.
A celebration of the mathematical pie that takes place on 314.
Nerd, nerd, nerd,
you're that nerd.
March 14th, which is pie 3.14.
Today is National Pie Day.
National Pie Day.
Let's do this.
Let's not say we did. How about that? I am not into doing math this early in the morning. I will turn my ass on that.
Even 2 o'clock, I'm not.
So let's see what kind of buzz we're getting on the Reuben, today's News Talk Breakfast Special.
I was so excited. The anticipation, because we've been talking about this day. Look at that. Look at the picture.
Good food photography there.
By the way, I kind of put away just a little bit of it. I just finished it because I didn't want it to end.
Hey, it makes me happy to make you happy, man. That's I'm really glad.
Feels like my birthday.
I know that some of these breakfasts have sort of become redundant, but I try to make them good.
Well, from the department, redundancy department, they're all good.
You know, sometimes redundancy works really well, and I can give you one instance, and that is at Jack Ingram.
Oh.
And how is that? Because they don't just check once, they check twice before they put a car on their floor for resale at Jack Ingram Select Used Cars. John Ingram, the GM there, this is the latest First of all, they've always had a great reputation. The Ingram Family Stores have always had a great reputation for putting cars on the floor that are going to deliver reliable driving miles. Their commitment to not reselling somebody else's troubles has been strong for many, many years. I know as an 8-time customer, okay? But now they've taken it one step further by making each car pass a rigorous 84-point inspection by certified technicians to ensure it meets manufacturing standards. Then that car comes with a factory-certified warranty backed by Nissan's Certified Select program. That includes Ford, Chevys, Jeeps, domestics, imports, all with a factory warranty. And they're really trying to take the guesswork. First of all, with 25 lending partners, the only thing you really have to worry about is this vehicle ripe for the need, whether it's for yourself, the family, business, a new driver in the family? You want them in a vehicle that's going to deliver reliable driving miles, and you have a great selection in all price categories. At JackIngramSelect.com, you get a free Carfax vehicle history report, 24/7 roadside assistance for the duration of the warranty period, and rental car reimbursement for that same length of time. See JackIngramSelect.com for details or stop by and see Mr. Ingram, the great team, on the boulevard. Jay will be joining us in just a minute. Right now, let's get 1819 News at 6:19.
News is brought to you by Budget Floors and More, your new best friend.
1819 News.
The Alabama Secretary of State, Wes Allen, spoke this week at a Senate Committee on Rules and Administration. Allen was there to discuss election integrity efforts within this state, and in a questioning series from U.S. Senator Katie Britt, Allen made disturbing revelations on how there are no real mechanisms in place to ensure that illegal aliens are not going to vote in the 2024 election based on the Biden administration's efforts at a federal level to make citizenship verification impossible to achieve.
We don't have really anything that at our disposal to verify citizenship. Really, when a man or woman goes in to register to vote and they sign their name, they are attesting that they are telling the truth, that they are a citizen of the country. Just recently, back in December, we asked the United States Citizenship and Immigration Services for a list of non-citizens so we could cross-check our voter file in Alabama. We were denied that list from the federal government. They told us to use the SAVE program, which is the Systematic Alien Verification Entitlement Program database. But the thing is, the SAVE program database does not allow states to verify citizenship through that database.
I'll be back with more Alabama stories after this.
Covenant Grocery Group seeks to directly support organizations and agencies that are fighting the global battle against human trafficking. They do this through funding, procuring, and advocating. You can go to covenantrescue.org for further details. They need your donations, guys. Hop on and donate.
A new state law is going to go into effect in Alabama this coming summer. The law requires drivers to not be holding onto a cell phone with their hands while they're driving. Bluetooth technology is the way in which a phone call should be made. The Alabama Department of Transportation will be issuing a series of public service announcements through various platforms to remind Alabamians of this law. I'm Andrea Tice.
For more news affecting Alabamians, go to 1819news.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the daily newsletter.
For the lowest prices around on flooring and DIY flooring installation supplies, Budget Floors and More is your new best friend. Luxury vinyl plank, carpet, ceramic tile, floor installation supplies, and more with prices lower than the big box stores. Budget Floors and More, Hunter Lane, across from Del Rey to Publix.
I'm with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. How was your anniversary sale, Dot?
It was just wonderful, and I want to thank everybody that came out. It was a great time. It meant so much to me for it to be 30 years, and y'all just came out and made my day.
Well, spring is almost here. Is Eastbrook ready?
We're beginning to get the patio tables and chairs out. We've got so much there, it's hard to put it into a minute commercial. You just got to come see what we got. You know we've got three floors and 60,000 square feet, so just come see us because we probably got a sale or two going, and our merchandise is pretty reasonable. I think we don't charge a commission to the vendors, and so our prices are able to be a little bit less than some other places.
Give us those hours of operation.
Monday through Friday 10 until 6, Saturday 9 until 6, and Sunday is 12:30 to 4:30.
That's the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
So y'all come on by and see us. We'd love to have you.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Danger, Will Robinson. Danger.
What?
news, and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Spring break is a tradition for college students, but now your small children can join in the fun with Kindergarten Spring Break.
Yay! It's root beer pong with sippy cups.
Let out the wild child while still keeping things alcohol-free.
Jello shots! Just regular Jello. Shots of them.
But what happens on Kindergarten Spring Break?
Mommy brought Sunny D and Capri Sun. Chug, chug, chug.
Doesn't always stay on Kindergarten Spring Break.
Open up, police.
Hide your pixie sticks. It's the Paw Patrol.
Consume sugar responsibly.
Brings back memories of Goose, whose birthday we celebrated this week. Yeah, a lot of Sunny D and a lot of Capri Sun.
I remember that.
Must have had hundreds and hundreds of those metallic-looking Capri Sun packets in the juice box. And those two, yeah.
This is the height, of course, of spring break, really, this week.
Can I complain about that?
Sure.
Where's my spring break? These are people going to college, yeah, taking a few classes a day, mostly getting wasted and screwing each other, you know, at random. What you need a break from that? You need to take it somewhere else? What the hell?
We were talking about the superstorm on the 12th, and I remember these iconic pictures of from Panama City.
Oh,
kids on the beach playing frisbee and with shirts off and snow falling.
I didn't realize that the snow went that far south, all the way to the beach.
Huh? Oh, yeah.
It's pretty cool.
Snowing on the beach.
All right, you guys in the back, he has arrived.
All hail Jay. All hail Jay. All hail Jay.
Morning.
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 You got a preview of random facts for us?
I can look real quick because, I mean, you know, I've got them all done. What are we going to talk about? Oh, baseball. Got a baseball random fact in there. A controversial Dillonologist.
A Dillonologist?
A Dillonologist.
Bet you can get a degree in that in some college somewhere.
I think you can, actually. What else do we have in there? Crocodiles. We'll talk about that.
I have a crocodile in the news somewhere. Some guy who had something bit off.
Space random fact. A movie random fact. So, yeah, a lot of that coming up.
What's with Frisky over there?
Oh, he's just being, I don't know. You know, he gets the zooms this time of the morning. He was just barking at a piece of chicken on the floor, and then he ate it. And you want to bark at another piece? Hey, they were talking about gorilla-sized hail in Kansas yesterday at 4 inches in diameter.
Gorilla?
Yeah. I
didn't realize it went up to gorillas. Yes.
Well, they've changed some of the names. It used to be called softball size, which I can understand. Now, yeah. Gorilla size, I don't know.
I don't understand gorilla size.
Hey, and the other one they changed hen egg size to lime size, thinking more people would identify with lime. Oh, lime size, okay. Then hen egg.
It's funny, these stories are all interconnecting because I have a story that PETA, they want the White House Easter egg roll. They do not want chicken eggs used.
Oh?
They want them to substitute potatoes.
Oh. Can you see coloring potatoes?
No. No, but this is how crazy everything is gone.
PETA is over the top.
All right. We have a potential morning room candidate later on this morning. You do about 8:40, 8:45. Guy in England who likes to post videos of his $150,000 Mercedes G-Wagon claims he's super rich, but he likes to park in handicapped spaces without a permit.
You like disabled?
To be honest with you, mate, I'm a very quick person, and I need to be close to the shop to save time. Time is money. Within the 2 minutes that I'm in the shop, 100 disabled people aren't just going to turn up. That's why I'm parking in the disabled bay.
There's a person of high moral character right there.
I know it's the law, but I think it's ironic that how many disabled parking spaces are at my gym, in front of my gym.
That is ironic.
It's just, yeah.
You know, and there's places that really need more, like Costco would be one.
Yeah, right.
And then there's places that have way more than they need.
Golden Corral, maybe?
You know, if... I think I'll just avoid that topic for the time being. Let's see. Doc Green, correspondent Doc Green, sends in a Morning Maroon nominee from St. Louis. Wow.
St. Louis.
And it's about a carjacker who got caught because he used the same t-shirt every time he pulled it. A Rugrats t-shirt. I sat through one of those movies with Goose when she was a kid. Rugrats in Paris or something like that.
Yeah, maybe, yeah.
And that's one of the, you know, when you're raising a child, you are exposed to all kinds of new cultural stimuli.
Those are the worst theaters to clean.
Oh, when there's a kid movie?
The really young kid movie ones.
Yeah?
Especially when we do the kid fest thing where we bring in schools and stuff to come in there and little kids and stuff.
Yeah. What are some of the surprises you find when you have
Oh, no, it's not surprise. You're not surprised
just
at all.
Stickiness. Stickiness? Would that be a good word?
It's just trash. I mean, it's just... They come in and they get this little, I say plastic, it's not. It's cardboard thing that we have to build right there in front of them, pop it out. It's got room for the popcorn to put in, and it's got a little thing where the drink cup goes in, and then a little another thing where your packet of candy goes in, and you hand it to them. They get that. This is going back to 90s prices. It was like $3.50 for that. Here you go. And then expect that times... Oh, I don't know, 75.
Oh, my.
That you got to clean up into the theater before the next show starts.
Clean up an aisle 8.
Yeah, and it's not a thing of like, teach your kids to have... No, it's not that at all, man. It's just it's just a bunch of people with trash left over that you got to clean up after. I don't blame little kids like that for just, you know, like, oh, I'm done. Bye.
How about mom and dad?
Well, it was usually schools that were free, so there was usually only one adult amongst the many.
And where else, listeners, are you going to get this kind of insight on anything other than here on News Talk 93.1 FM? The timeline for the 14th of March, Pi Day. I have a friend whose nickname was Pi, because she was born on this date, and she's the easiest birthday of the year for me to remember. So I've already sent my... And I'm sure... She's just thrilled.
I'm trying to remember the random
get a message from me.
Yeah.
On how many figures they've taken it out to.
A lot, but yeah.
There's no end to it.
There isn't. But they've gone out there a long way with it.
Can I ask you a question?
What is it?
That's an interrogatory statement seeking information, but that's not important. What would you use pi for?
When is it for the circumference of a circle? It has to do with.
But how many circles have you needed to calculate this? When does this come in handy? That's all I'm asking.
But it's a magical number that they, but it has to do with the theorem and in geometry about circles, and that's what it's used for.
I remember our 100-year-old geometry teacher, Miss White. She was about 4'10", 250 pounds. I think as wide as she was tall.
Yeah.
Standing in front of the class, explaining pi.
Yeah.
And the information, if you listen real carefully in my classroom, you could hear it ricochet off my forehead. Never penetrated. That's what she said anyway. That's why I got a C in geometry. And all those theorems. You remember those? Did you have to memorize theorems?
Pythagoras theorem, yeah.
Well, that was one, but there were all these others.
I mean, there's probably others, yeah. I just remember Pythagoras theorem, so...
That's what we'll do later. We'll do a pop quiz question on theorems.
Hopefully I know how many digits out of pi that, you know.
If Jethro Tull can have M43, we can do theorem 26.
Knowing the places of pi is good in trivial situations.
Yes.
Some quizzes use, you know, pi as like a tiebreaker.
Uh-huh.
Like, okay. Here's the tiebreaker. Go as many digits to pi as you can, and the person who can go the furthest correctly will win.
Huh. Never heard of that, but that's
a, again,
you missed a random facts.
Well, you know, when I was a mathlete...
mathlete.
We didn't actually have mathletes, but we did have... I think there was, like, a math competition, a couple other things like that I did in high school, I think. Like, wouldn't your typical spelling bee? It was like a math... thing. I don't know. So
it is 6:32 on News Talk 93.1 FM. The timeline coming up on our first traffic update from Skipper in just a moment. A reminder that Kaiser Fine Home Furnishings has an incredible, not only selection, but an incredible sale through the month of March with 50% off the top tag price on every item in the house. And with 60,000 square feet, you're talking hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of choices in bedroom suites, living room sets, and individual pieces, recliners, entertainment centers, you name it. 50% off the top number that you see on the sticker at Kaiser Fine Home Furnishings. And two of the greatest women in the world that work in the furniture business, Stella Beard, who manages Kaiser, is our lead navigator to the inventory there. And now Leslie Wolfolk, who can offer decorating suggestions to complete the team. So if you're looking to design a whole room or a whole look for your house, she's the person to get with, and they will have what you need to complete that look. In addition to Kaiser, you save on sales tax. When you're buying furniture, you spend some money. And you pay 8.25% there as opposed to 10% in the city. So if you're going to furniture shop, don't shortchange yourself on choices. Visit Kaiser Fine Home Furnishings at 4044 Wetumpka Highway and get a great sneak preview of the extensive and varied inventory at Shop Kaiser. That's shopkyser.com. 6:33, timeline comes up next. Here's our first visit with Skipper.
Well, just got finished looking all around the area, and we are seeing a lot of cars inbound to Montgomery this morning. Traffic's light to moderate out of Prattville, Millbrook, headed into Montgomery, I-65 southbound, 85 southbound, 231 out of Wetumpka, all beginning to build just a bit. Right now, no problems anywhere. Got it all clear for you. Prattville, Millbrook, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Spring is coming at Premier Place. Shop Kato Fashion, Sally Beauty, Professionnel, and Spa. America's best contacts and eyeglasses and more. Premier Place in Prattville, another great McClinton & Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jake.
Impact Live presents the Guess Who live in concert.
American Woman!
Sunday, April 21st at the Montgomery Performing Arts Center. Tickets on sale now at the Impact Box Office or Ticketmaster.com.
No sugar tonight in my coffee. No sugar tonight in my tea.
The Guess Who, live in concert. Get your tickets now.
Luxury car prices and payments have hit an all-time high. But at Lexus of Montgomery, we have every new Lexus model in stock with low APR financing to save you thousands. Right now, take advantage of as low as 3.99% APR financing on your favorite new Lexus. You don't have to pay more to get the luxury vehicle you want. Pay less at Lexus of Montgomery. You deserve to drive a Lexus from Lexus of Montgomery.
Financing up to 36 months is $29.52 per 1,000 finance. With approved credit, ends 4/1/24.
Hi, folks. This is Rick Clark with Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing. I'd like to take just a minute to talk to you about our experience with Blue Water Broadcast. One of the hot topics in our staff meetings is spending advertising dollars. If your company or firm is anything like Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing, those dollars are limited, so you have to spend them wisely. That's why we choose Blue Water Broadcasting. Our marketing analysis has proven consistently that spending advertising dollars with Blue Water Broadcasting has contributed significantly to our bottom line. And for that, Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing is truly grateful. So, if you want to spend your advertising dollars wisely, choose Blue Water Broadcasting and see the difference.
Radio works. It's as simple as that. Call us to find out how radio can work for your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
For too long, Alabama's statewide news companies have shamed us for our conservative Christian values. Alabama deserves a news company that cherishes our culture, a company that isn't bought and paid for by the powers that be. 1819 News is that company. Run by Alabamians for Alabamians, 1819 News celebrates what is good and beautiful about our state while exposing those who work against our values in secret. Just go to 1819news.com to learn more. Subscribe to our newsletter. That's 1819news.com.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
At 6:37 with the timeline for the 14th of March, your host, Rich Thomas.
73rd day of the year, 293 days are left. National Potato Chip Day. Yeah, we all love potato chips. I remember we used to even have a guy delivered to the door.
Chips?
Charlie Chip Truck. The Charlie Chip Yeah.
We had them in Fort Lauderdale, but they mostly just did businesses. We could get them. So Charles Chips, right?
Yeah, Charles Chips. And boy, oh boy, there's none better than that. I don't know if it's only a northern thing or not. If you can buy a Charles Chips. I bet you can buy them at Cracker Barrel in that store. And somebody will call and tell us. In fact, I think I've seen it there.
I was in there the other day. I should have looked.
It was invented in 1853 as a joke when a chef tried to, tired of customer complaining that the restaurant has fried tomatoes that were too soggy to get back at the customers. The chef sliced the potatoes as thinly as possible and deep fried them, and voila, you have potato chips. We mentioned, well, maybe we didn't mention, but it is Popcorn Lovers Day, okay? And we always talk about Jiffy Pop. When you would slide the Jiffy Pop on the stove there.
We just wanted to see the big foil bubble.
Yeah, right? We talked about today is Pi Day, as in math, 3.1459265. You want me to continue?
No.
Okay. And we were talking
You'll
about
trigger me.
Theorems a little while ago. The first theorem that I know of is the shortest distance between two points is a straight line. Theorem number one. 1794, Eli Whitney receives a patent for the cotton gin as an invention that revolutionized America. In fact, one of the most incredible inventions of all time when you think about how painstaking it was.
Gin?
The cotton, removing the crap from the cotton, you know, so this increased production 100-fold, if not more. Let's see, 1789, Albert Einstein, born on this date, son of a Jewish electrical engineer in Germany.
Germany.
Yeah. Einstein's theories of special and general relativity altered man's view of the universe. And, of course, that led to the energy theory helping to make the ultimate atomic bomb. His classic quote, "The hardest thing in the world to understand is the income tax." Okay. He was born on the same day that Stephen Hawking died. Now, both of them at the age of 76, working on an advanced theories in quantum physics. Hawking was trying to take steps one step further with the theory of everything. Of course, he died before he could do that. 1967, JFK's body was moved to a permanent gravesite, and it was kind of a... it was not publicized. On this date... they took it to a few feet away to its original internment site from its original internment site at Arlington. Never specified where he wanted to be buried, but the spring before he died, he made an unscheduled tour to Arlington and had a remarkable view of the Potomac from the Curtis Lee Mansion and said, "I could stay here forever." In 67, the Kennedy family and Arlington officials chose to move his grave to construct a safer, more stable eternal flame. Now, our song of the day. And let's see, we've done this before, I'm pretty sure. This pop star's name, real name, is Pauline Davis. She changed it when she was 24 years old in 1974. Funky little bass line this morning. She's got the music in her. Her name is Kiki D on your morning timeline this morning.
Ain't got no trouble in my life. No foolish dream to make me cry.
It's a good song.
I'm never frightened or worried. I know I always get by. I heat up, I cool down. When something gets in my way, I go round it. Don't let life get me down. Gonna take it the way that I found it. I got music in me. I got music in me.
Elton John's production. He did produce that song.
Then, of course, they went on to do Don't Go Breaking My Heart, right?
Yep.
Kiki D and Elton John. Sure did. On the state of 1975, Monty Python and the Holy Grail. Oh, God, I love you. Bring out your dead. You know, What kind of swallow is that? Is it African or? Oh my gosh! Wow, love that movie. I fart in your general direction. 1972, Burt Reynolds was in Cosmopolitan magazine, the first nude male centerfold. 1972.
And now he's dead.
That's right. He is dead.
You know, it's so weird. At random here, even recently, there are people that think I look like him.
Yeah, well, I've seen pictures of you where you did sort of favor him. Yeah. It's okay. He was well thought of in his formative years. Bert was. Didn't he go to Florida State, we found out the other day?
Yes. Yeah.
56 years ago, 1968, after three seasons of greatness, ABC aired the final episode of Batman, starring the one and only Adam West.
Well, you talk in terms of TV.
Yeah.
Batman was to television what the Beatles were to music.
Oh, it was a sensation. In fact, like you said, ABC added a second night of the week.
And they did that fairly quickly in its run.
Bam.
Wednesday and Thursday nights.
Remember, zoom, bam. You know those little words that would pop up on the screen?
They did it cartoon style. And you know what? You watch, occasionally I'll see one.
Yeah.
And it's kind of a warm fuzzy because it's like the cartoon. You can't take it seriously. So now they've made Batman into this dark, sinister kind of guy. I don't.
Who is Robin? What's Robin's name again? He's still alive.
Burt Ward.
Oh, yeah, Burt Ward. It's just a sidebar here. Attention, Julius Caesar. Don't trust anyone tomorrow. On the Ides of March. Now we have birthdays. Simon Biles. Biles.
Simone Biles.
Simone Biles. That's what I said.
Simone Biles.
Simone Biles is 27. Olympic gold medalist gymnast. Are you happy? My gosh, Taylor Hanson is 41.
Hanson.
He's the middle brother in Hanson. You know, their music actually got better after that Bam song or whatever that.
Doo-wop-a-dop
the song.
Mm-bop.
Mm-bop. That was Jay's demographic then.
Yeah, you can hear that on the vault today.
You were only like, what, 18, 19?
What was the year?
I saw him at the World Series in 97, so.
Yeah. Oh God, I hate to Google this. I don't want this in my.
I know, right? When you die and they look at your Google.
Oh, wow, 1997. So, yeah, I was 18.
Wow.
Yeah, and I think I'm going to see a superstar because so many of them live to do the national anthem game, one of the World Series. Mm-hmm. And I'm thinking it could be Madonna, could be Gloria Estefan. Paul McCartney, anybody that had homes in South Florida. And now come these three little hairy trolls.
Yeah.
That must have weighed together. The three of them must have weighed at least 150 pounds.
Yeah.
And so who the hell is that?
But
I want my money back.
But, you know, in the early 2000s, their music got a little bit.
Yeah, given this, at least nobody had to grab their pud to put a show on in front of a sports crowd. That doesn't seem to be possible now with the Super Bowl.
This Jackie Rick Dees, and I don't think he's on the air anymore, but he may be.
Memphis? Jake can find out.
74. Rick, no, he'd be in the Los Angeles. Los Angeles.
Oh, that's right. He was Mr. Memphis.
Yeah, he was. He started there, but he worked in a number of venues. But Rick Dees, 74. Billy Crystal, who, is, by the way, is a big baseball fan, is 76. He tells the story of his first Yankees game, him and his dad. Oh, man. How old do you think Quincy Jones is? He's still alive.
Quincy Jones, 80-something? 83?
Wow, I don't have to do this. He's 91.
Quincy Jones?
Yeah. And by the way, he's really known for being a producer of a lot of people over the years. All right, not birthdays, countdowns. 3 days till St. Patrick's Day.
Well, I think you may have missed one.
What now?
I think it's Michael Caine's birthday today, too.
Michael Caine is 91 today from the Dark Knight trilogy. And by the way, he's done more movies than just about anybody.
You know, it's really weird. even when he you see an old movie with him, mm-hmm. he still looks like Michael Caine.
I know, yeah. 3 days till St. Patrick's Day. Spring begins in 5 days. 13 days till MLB baseball. 25 days till the big eclipse. By the way, the last week in March, we're going to get Mr. Evans out here to talk about the big eclipse.
Yes.
Which we're going to have a pretty good view of it here, more than 75%. 25 days, I mentioned that. Easter is 16 days away. 60 days till Mother's Day. And SEC football, now 167 days away. That is your timeline.
Your host, Rich Thomas, at 6:48. And now here's...
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Earnest Financial.
If you're tired of losing your money in the stock market, call David Earnest, 334-279-7431. Earnest Financial, LLC.
Let's see, we've got sunrise coming up here in about 9 minutes. High today up to about 82, which is warm for March. Good bit of sunshine mixed in with some high clouds, much like yesterday. Dry through the evening hours tonight, cloudy skies, risk of showers and thunderstorms begins in the wee hours of tomorrow morning, at least a few on the radar. Low temperature 62. Tomorrow, widespread rain and thunderstorms, especially by Friday afternoon, Friday evening. Not nearly as much as last Friday as far as the actual rainfall totals. High 71. Saturday's high in the mid-70s. Small rain chance Saturday, but if really it's not a bad day. And then scattered showers returning with the final disturbance on Sunday, then much cooler behind that. In fact, risk of frost once again, deja frost, Monday night into Tuesday early, 035. Who the heck would that be at my house?
30-second warning.
Okay. Maybe it was a kitty in the backyard. Right now, this morning, clear skies and 51 at 649.
At ASE Credit Union, financing your next adventure is easier than ever with rates as low as 5.25%. Apply online or visit your local branch today. Federally insured by the NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender.
ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE.
SRN News replay next, then the cheap and trashy for today.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. The Senate, the next stop for a bill that could result in a ban on TikTok in the U.S. Legislation cleared the House yesterday. No word on the cause of an explosion at an indoor law enforcement training center in Irvine, California. 16 members of the Orange County Sheriff's Department SWAT team were injured. No life-threatening injuries. With Haiti sinking deeper into violence and chaos, Florida Governor DeSantis deploying the National Guard and law enforcement to the Florida Keys to stop a potential flood of Haitian migrants. Some are calling the massive ice chunks pelting parts of Kansas and Missouri gorilla hail, brought traffic to a standstill along a part of I-70. And a Japanese court has ruled that Japan's current law limiting marriage to a man and a woman is unconstitutional. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures 116 points higher, NASDAQ futures up 85. More details, srnnews.com.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that is MediShare. And maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for health care can save many families up to $500 a month, and that's huge, but it's also true people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The member satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works, too. It's been around for 30 years. Members have shared more than $5 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. See what you can save. This is a very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. Call 844-45-BIBLE. That's 844-45-BIBLE. 844-45-BIBLE.
Today's show is brought to you by RubHub. Our massage therapists arrive quickly to your door. It's the handy way to get stress relief. So stress no more with RubHub.
Not actually licensed therapists.
We are still cruising under an all clear so far this morning, and we are definitely seeing traffic build. Folks are getting out on the roadways this morning. Our busiest areas at the moment, I-65 southbound, 231 out of Wetumpka, and, of course, 85 southbound Mount Meigs to Chantilly on in past Taylor. Everybody is beginning to get their workday started. Buckle up. Be safe out there. We'll keep you updated. High school students, get a jump start on your college career with dual enrollment at Trenum State. Trenum State, today's college for tomorrow's world. I'm Wendell J. Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Thompson Tractor is the go-to source for a complete range of the best equipment for your next construction project. Thompson Tractor also has the trusted parts and expert service you've come to expect for more than 65 years, all of which keeps your business up and running so you can focus on the work you do. And now is a great time to get the compact equipment you need, because right now, there's financing starting at 0% for 36 months on any Cat compact equipment, including skid steers and mini excavators. These machines don't sit around for long, but no worries. If it's not here, we can pull from one of our other 16 locations in Alabama and Northwest Florida. And hey, if you're not ready to buy, Thompson Rents is here, so you can rent what you need. So visit ThompsonTractor.com for all the details and for the location nearest you. Thompson Tractor and Thompson Rents. We're here for you.
Madness is happening right now. But the real action is happening at Toyota of Montgomery. Score our biggest Toyota savings of the year. That's on our biggest selection of new Toyotas in stock. Like the game-winning 2024 Camry, now $299 a month. Trade in your old car, no matter what it is, no matter where you got it. We'll give you up to $2,000 over book value for it. And they're here. The Toyota of Montgomery All-Stars. Shop and save thousands on our certified pre-owned Toyotas. They're just like new Toyotas, even come with a warranty, but cost thousands less. Want in on the action? Hurry before it all ends March 31st. Dribble down to Toyota of Montgomery online at toyotamontgomery.com. Part of the Sutherland Automotive Group.
Camry LE, MSRP 30,958, 12,000 miles per year for 36 month leases with 3638 due assignment. $0 security deposit with approved credit. Trade value is based on excessive wear, tear, and mileage. Plus tax, tag, title, and $9.95 dog fee. Offer ends 4/1/2024.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hotline on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Music would be great because Rich and Chase were skipping along merrily after a little walk outside during the break, and now they've walked out of the room.
Yeah. Chase is here. Rich is gone.
Oh, where's that boy?
He's there he is. Hi, buddy.
Hello, Mr. Handsome.
Hey, kid.
He's so handsome. What's it like to be that handsome?
What are you doing?
To be a chick magnet.
Oh,
Chase, the wonder dog. All right, Andy. Cheap and trashy, celebrity gossip and showbiz department today. According to his stepdad, Matthew Perry was happy before he died. Young people, and I think this is kind of significant relative to those who plan or create entertainment for all the streaming services and everything. But 74% of millennials and Gen Z, they want original content. They're tired of rehashed crap from older generations. And I can't blame them.
Yeah.
They would like to see new content produced by independent small-time creators so they can feel like they're directly supporting the artists instead of all the big names. However, and it sounds almost a little contradictory, 96% of streaming audiences surveyed say they want nostalgic content like The Office or Friends. We talked about it yesterday on the show with Ellen Murray. Comfort food.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a bunch of those that are available on streaming service, like My So-Called Life. Do you remember that show?
I do remember that show.
Yeah.
I didn't watch it, but that is that generation. One of the top three, as a matter of fact. Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt presented a stuntman in The Fall Guy with a Guinness World Record for doing 8 cannon rolls.
They did they broke a world record for a stunt in that thing, yeah.
Yeah, that's what happens is an explosive goes off and the car hits a certain speed.
Mm-hmm.
That causes it to roll over. Yeah. And he got it to roll over 8 times.
Wow.
Or 8.5. The previous record was 7.
It's not a record that I want to go for.
No. Olivia Rodrigo. I'm so old. I can remember when you went to a concert and you expected to hear songs. you know, like a performance. However, she has now teamed up with various women's healthcare groups to hand out rubbers and morning after pills because she's prioritizing women's healthcare.
Okay, I'm glad. Glad to hear this.
Yeah, this is all big news. Now, a little sports story here this morning. You know who Aroldis Chapman is, right? Tall, gangly relief pitcher. Pitched for the Yankees until he magically shot a gun off in his garage with his wife present. He got suspended for a little while for that. I think he also got a roid suspension, too.
Oh, I do remember that part.
Yeah. He now plays for the Pittsburgh Pirates. They're the only team that would have him. And he's posted a video where he's lying on a couch with an older woman and squeezing her boobs. And it looks like it might be his mother.
Oh, no.
That's why this is a story.
Oh, no.
This went to his Instagram, where he's lying on a couch with an older woman and squeezing away.
No.
It's not MILF stuff, but it appears to be his mommy.
Ew.
And it may not be the first time this guy has gotten handsy with mom. Somebody posted a picture of them together, and his hand is very casually resting on what is described as her ample bosom. He hasn't said anything yet. And baseball will probably let this one just go away. A couple of sad items relative to actresses and performers. Olivia Munn was diagnosed with breast cancer, had a double mastectomy.
Yeah. Saved her life, though, I think.
Yeah, no doubt about that. And she found this just by a chance examination. And Christy Brinkley had surgery to remove skin cancer. And I really like her. I've had the chance to interview her, and she was just so genuine. And the only rule with Christy Brinkley when you interview her...
Do not mention Billy Joel.
Do not bring up that man. Although, when you are told that... You mean, what did he do that we're not allowed to bring his name
up?
Yeah,
I know, right?
Prince William, I don't know what's going on.